Welcome.
And welcome back to Brandler Bits. I'm Jeff Brandler. Happy New Year. Happy New Decade. On Brandler Bits, we talk about making changes. And since it's the new year, what a great time for talking about changes. We're going to talk about resolutions and why resolutions rarely work. Here we are. It's the beginning of January. Some of you very diligently may have done the time-honored tradition, and just as that clock was about to strike 12 at the end of 2019 into 2020, you may have made your New Year's resolution, and you said, this is the year I'm getting healthy. This is the year I'm going to lose weight. This is the year I'm making big-time changes in my life. This is the year I'm going to get myself in gear, and you're all excited. And here we are at the beginning of 2020. Some of you, sadly, may have already crapped out, which would not be surprising. Because according to research, 80% of all resolutions fail. Think about that. 80%. One in five people actually succeed. Active gym goers, you may note that in January, your gym is packed. By February, not so packed. One in five people succeed in their New Year's resolutions. Why do you think that is? The plan is too large. It's not specific. There is no commitment. There is no action plan. So if I want to lose weight, my first obstacle becomes the all-you-can-eat buffet, and I go to hell in a handbasket. If I want to go to the gym, we have the first cold day, the first rainy day, the first tired day, the first I don't feel like getting up day. We have the, oh, I'm really not feeling well day. And we go back around. And one failure in behavior leads to feeling like a failure, not being a failure, but feeling like a failure, which leads to the next failure and the next failure, and then the learned helplessness kicks in, and I'll never get this right, and I'll never succeed at this, and I'm always going to be fat, smoking, drinking, out of shape, blah, 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 blah. And on it goes. Remember, one in five. Find a way to succeed at this. Because what happens when people make resolutions, they haven't come up with a strategy. So I'm going to suggest some strategies. You could decide to do a weight loss plan for the first few weeks of January. Take it for a test drive. Decide where the obstacles are. Decide what days are hardest, what meals are hardest. Decide where you are likely to stub your toe and come up with a plan. Make a commitment. Tell people. Post on social media. Say, this is the year I'm going to lose 20 pounds, but my plan is to lose 1 to 2 pounds per month. And in order to do that, here is what I'm going to do eating-wise. Here's what I'm going to do exercise-wise. Here is my plan. Commit. Put together an action plan. Take it for a test drive. Same thing with smoking. If you wanted to stop smoking, instead of going cold turkey right off the bat, cut back. Start at 20 cigarettes if you're smoking a pack a day. Cut back to 18. Cut back to 16. Cut back to 14. Identify, where's the hot spots? Where does the stress kick in? Where is the thing that you need to pay most attention to? And what strategies will you do at those times? When the stress kicks up and you want to have a cigarette, what are you going to do instead? Identify the plan. Take it for a test drive. Recognize that this is a practice run. And strategize and problem solve the issue accordingly. You can always do a piece of the goal. I want to start working on exercise. Okay, let me go to the gym once. Not once a week. Not three times a week. 6 times a week. How about once? You can't go twice till you go once. Go once. If you have a successful experience, go again and go again and go again. Strategize again how you're going to do this. Are you a morning exerciser, an evening exerciser? Are you going to be likely to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning in the middle of the winter? Or are you going to be best served going to the gym after work before you go home? What works best for your rhythms, for your plans? Identify those things so you set yourself up to succeed rather than set yourself up to fail. Because again, you can set a resolution or you can set up an action plan. I like action plans because action plans work because they have specific goals. And if you decide to set up an action plan with goals, with commitment, with reinforcement, you will succeed. Because when you make a decision, as my website suggests, that change is possible because it is, and you have a plan, change then is definite. It is not just possible, it is going to happen. And now, a few words of thanks. I'd like to say thank you to all the people that have listened to any episode. Because last year, we did 23 episodes. By the end of the year, we were the number two podcast in mental health on iTunes. I heard great feedback from people. People who asked questions, when's the next episode coming out? People said they liked what they heard. So I'm excited by that. And so for the year 2020, more Brandler Bits, more episodes, more of the things that you've come to expect. And again, I need your comments and your feedback because that's what makes this show even better. So feel free to contact me at my website, www.changeispossible.org. I'm Jeff Brandler. This is Brandler Bits. We're going to be back with some more bits real soon. Happy New Year.